Much later, on the edge of sleep, I felt Jamie's arm around my waist and felt his breath warm against my neck. Does it ever stop wanting you? His hand came around to caress my breast. Even when I've just left ye, I want you so bad my chest feels tight and my fingers ache with wanting to touch ye again. He cupped my face in the dark, thumbs stroking the arcs of my eyebrows. When I hold you between my two hands and feel you quiver like that, waiting for me to take you, Lord, I want to pleasure you till you cry out from under me and open yourself to me. And when I take my own pleasure from you, I feel as though I've given you my soul along with my cock. He rolled above me and I opened my legs, wincing slightly as he entered me. He laughed softly. I am a bit sore, too. Do you want me to stop? I wrapped my legs around his hips in answer and pulled him closer. Would you stop? I asked. No, I can't. We laughed together and rocked slowly, lips and fingers exploring in the dark. I see why the church says it is a sacrament, Jamie said dreamily. This? I said, startled. Why? Or at least holy, he said. I feel like God himself when I'm in you. I laughed so hard he nearly came out. He stopped and gripped my shoulders to steady me. What's so funny? It's hard to imagine God doing this. Jamie resumed his movements. Well, if God made man in his own image, I should imagine he's got a cock. He started to laugh as well, losing his rhythm again. Though you didn't remind me much of the Blessed Virgin, Sassenach. We shook in each other's arms, laughing until we came uncoupled and rolled apart. Recovering, Jamie slapped my hip. Get on your knees, Sassenach. Why? If you'll not let me be spiritual about it, you'll have to put up with my baser nature. I'm going to be a beast. He bit my neck. Do you want me to be a horse, a bear, or a dog? A hedgehog. A hedgehog? And just how does a hedgehog make love? He demanded. No, I thought, I won't. I will not. But I did. Very carefully, I replied, giggling helplessly. So now we know just how old that one is, I thought. Jamie collapsed in a ball, wheezing with laughter. At last, he rolled over and got to his knees, groping for the flint box on the table. He glowed like red amber against the room's darkness as the wick caught and the light swelled behind him. He flapped back on the foot of the bed, grinning down at me, where I still shook on the pillow with spasms of giggles. He rubbed the back of his hand across his face and assumed a mock stern expression. All right, woman, I see the time has come when I shall have to exert my authority as your husband. Oh, you will? He dived forward, grabbing my thighs and spreading them. I squeaked and tried to wriggle upward. No, don't do that. Why not? He lay full length between my legs, squinting up at me. He kept a firm hold on my thighs, preventing my struggles to close them. Tell me, Sassenach, why don't you want me to do that? He rubbed his cheek against the inside of one thigh. Ferocious young beard rasping the tender skin. Be honest, why not? He rasped the other side, making me kick and squirm wildly to get away, to no avail. I turned my face into the pillow, which felt cool against my flushed cheek. Well, if you must know, I muttered. I don't think, well, I'm afraid that it doesn't, I mean, the smell. My voice faded off into an embarrassed silence. There was a sudden movement between my legs as Jamie heaved himself up. He put his arms around my hips, laid his cheek on my thigh, and laughed until the tears ran down his cheeks. "Jesus God, Cessna," he said at last, snorting with mirth. "Don't you know it's the first thing you do when you're getting acquainted with a new horse?" "No," I said, completely baffled. He raised one arm, displaying a soft tuft of cinnamon-colored hair. "You rub your oxter over the beast's nose a few times to give him your scent and get him accustomed to you so he won't be nervous of you." He raised himself on his elbows, peering up over the slope of belly and breast. "That's what you should have done with me, Cessna. You should have rubbed my face between your legs first thing. Then I wouldn't have been skittish." "Skittish?" He lowered his face and rubbed it deliberately back and forth, snorting and blowing in imitation of a nuzzling horse. I writhed and kicked him in the ribs with exactly as much effect as kicking a brick wall. Finally, he pressed my thighs flat again and looked up. "Now," he said, in a tone that brooked no opposition, "lie still." I felt exposed, invaded, helpless, as though I were about to disintegrate. Jamie's breath was alternately warm and cool on my skin. "Please," I said, not knowing whether I meant please stop or please go on. It didn't matter. He didn't mean to stop. Consciousness fragmented into a number of small separate sensations. The roughness of the linen pillow, numbed with embroidered flowers, the oily reek of the lamps, mingled with the fainter scent of roast beef and ale, and the still fainter wisps of freshness from the wilting flowers in the glass. The cool timber of the wall against my left foot, the firm hands on my hips. The sensation swirled and coalesced behind my closed eyelids into a glowing sun that swelled and shrank and finally exploded with a soundless pop that left me in a warm and pulsing darkness. Dimly from a long way away, I heard Jamie sit up. Well, that's a bit better, said a voice, gasping between words. Takes a bit of effort to make you properly submissive, doesn't it? The bed creaked with a shifting of weight, and I felt my knees being nudged further apart. Not as dead as you look, I hope, said the voice, coming near. I arched upward with an inarticulate sound as exquisitely sensitive tissues were firmly parted in a fresh assault. Jesus Christ, I said. There was a faint chuckle near my ear. I only said I felt like God, Cessna, he muttered. I never said I was. And later, as the rising sun began to dim the glow of the lamp, I roused from a drifting sleep to hear Jamie murmur once more, "Does it ever stop, Claire, the wanting?" My head fell back onto his shoulder. "I don't know, Jamie. I really don't." Oh. Oh my God.